Nedarim, Perek Tes Mishnah Ches. Koinim Yayin Sheini Toyim. He asses up all wine, becomes Yisuri Ti'ima, Yisuri Shtia, to him. But then he explains himself. Sha Yayin Reale Me'ayin. He explains why he's asking up Yayin. Amrulay, they come, they tell him, Rabid, your information is not correct. Valoy Hamiyushan Yofel Me'ayin. Yayin Hamiyushan is Yegud Lame'ayin. Halloy, he spoke out, even though he said the Lashon Kodem Yayim, but he spoke out that the reason for the Neder is Shayayin Ra Lame'ayim. So whatever is good Lame'ayim is not Negeya. Now, we're left with something else. Some of the wine in the world, Miyushan is Yegud, it doesn't fit with the way he said Shayayin Ra Lame'ayim. What about the Yayin that's taka not good Lame'ayim? The Yayin that's not Miyushan? Says the Mishnah, V'loy b'Miyushan b'vad utar. El b'chol ayayin, all wine is mutter, because he said koinim yayin, he made one klal. That klal, some of it is rendered obsolete by the fact that shayayin rala l'mayayim. So mel, the rest of yayin also becomes mutter. So you need to shoot the miktsas with the kula. Koinim botzel sheni toyim, sha botzel rala leiv, same thing. It's all not good for the heart. Omru loiv aloi akufri yofu laleiv. The cardiologists say that bitzolim kufriim are yeah good. Huta b'kufri, v'loi b'kufri v'vad huta. El b'chol abtzolim. Neder shu'ta miktsas u'ta kula. Maisa hoya v'tiru reb meya b'chol abtzolim. Gemara backs this up on a maisa. Here, however, the Gemara adds something very significant, which is very important. Lagabi all the whole klal of neder shu'ta miktsas u'ta kula. That is, you say to him, Reb Yid, Yayim Yushin is good for me'ayim. B'tzolim kufriim are good lalev. Depends what his response is. If he says, oh yeah, I wouldn't have made the nether at all, so of course, the whole Loshna nether is a toys. Or if he would have said, I'm asking up Spanish onions, Italian onions, but not Kufriim. So there again, he would have made the nether, but he would have made the nether totally differently. He would have not asked by saying a Loshna B'tzolim. He would have asked the Loshna, he would have asked this by speaking out the specific types. The whole Loshna that he said, we know what his Kavon is. Not that his whole kavon is a toys, but the whole loshen of the neder is a toys. That's enough to render the neder no longer. However, says the Gemara Chiddush, let's say he says, oi, I would have said, kol abitzolim asur molai, chutz min ha-kufri. So he wouldn't have changed the whole loshen of the neder. He would have changed the fact that wasn't mefarad chutz min ha-kufri. So what we do is, we said, okay, the kufri mamutter, it's tam, you don't even need ha-torah for that, and the rest of the bitzolim are awesome. Mishnah test. Again, maybe you would say that if you approach him, you say, if you would have known that this is going to be a bizoyin for you, for your children, maybe he's mizbayish to say, no, I would have made the nether anyways. I really don't care about kvoidi or kvoid bonai. So, we're not choshish from being mizbayish, only by kvoid amokim, the way we had earlier in the parak. Over here, no. If he says he wouldn't have made it, then we say he wouldn't have made it. Oimrim loy. What's the example? Ilu ha'isi yedei shalomocha imri malecho kachi veste shoploini. Let's say you would have known you're making the neder. Tomorrow they're already going to be talking about you in the street. And they're going to say like this. Let's say the neder comes out in a way where because of the neder he's going to have to megarish his wife Yasser. But no, he made a situation where the marriage can't continue. So I said to him like this. Look. They're going to say about you, this is kachi darko shoploini. Vest over here in this context means this is what his way is. This is his habit. Megarish es noshov. He divorces his wives. There's a neder that's going to get to his family, to his daughter. Benois gerusha isain, that his daughters are gerusha isain, and they're going to be mizbaza. The way the Mufashim say it is, because Mustam, if there was a divorce, Mustam the Pshad is somebody was Mizana. Maru Isa Iman Shalelul is Garish, they're going to say about your children, why was the mother Mizgarish? Why was the mother divorced? Must be Kimotsubo Ervas Dover. It must be that she was Mizana. So the whole thing, the fact that you're going to be in a situation where you're going to have to be Mizgarish Ishtacho, is going to cause a tremendous kilkul, you, your wife, your former wife, children. But Omar, let's say he says, "Ilu ha'isi yedeish again." If I would have held cup and I would have been raised and oilad, that the whole psicha is a function of seeing where it would have taken you. If I would have realized what the ramifications are, lo ha'isi yedeish, I raise a mutter. We're not choshed that he's lying. even though this is such a crucial thing to a person, and we're matter the neder based on that. Mishnah Yud. Koinim sheni noises ploinis ke'ura. He asks himself, in a way he asks himself, ba'no, on something else, if he's going to marry ploinis yena woman. They're pressuring him to marry yena woman. Why? Ke'ura. She's ugly. Varehi no, not true. He had the wrong information. They gave him the wrong picture, whatever it is. Mikan limdu on Shaduchim that beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Shchayra varei levona, she's dark skinned, really. She's light. Ktsora, she's short. Varei yaruka, she's really tall. Mutaba, the whole thing's a mistake. You don't even need a hako. Loimimne shikuru venasis no, shchayra venas levona, not because it was a mistake. Ktsora venas saruka, elashan nedetos. And what the Mishnah means to say is that this is not a Pesach that we say, oh, you made a neder against that woman, and Lamaisa, she turned b'fnei enecha into something else. That would be like Poischem b'noila, Lamosha. Let's say a woman had a plastic surgery. She taka was ku'ura, but now she's nasis no. Okay, that's Poischem b'noila. We had in Mishnah, in the beginning of the Perek, in Mishnah Aleph, in Mishnah Beis, I'm sorry, that we paskin that ain't Poischem b'noila. The point of it is that the neder is a toys, doesn't need a head to have a mechachem at all. The whole thing was a mistake. It was based on a wrong assumption. Now, it's not as simple as that, because the way we learned before in Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah said, what happens if the noilad is not something that was completely unexpected, but it was something where the person spoke it out? The case over there in Mishnah Gimel is, Oma koinim sheni noises polonis shevio ra. I wouldn't marry her. I'm asking Bahano not to marry her. Shevio ra, her father's a bad person, but lamaisa, the father died. So over there, the halacha is that we are matter. Harein kenoilad ve'enon kenoilad. The assumption is that that's not noilad ve'en chachamim leidala. We don't look at that as noilad, something that happened. Since he spoke it out, so we can be mater neder with that type of noilad. Now, l'chor over here also, he said ku'ura. So l'chor, when he says ku'ura, even if l'maisa she had a plastic surgery and the taka was a noilad, and now she's a no, so l'chor should be able to say, okay, now the mitzvah has changed. That's Kenoila Vein in Erlen, and we paskin that's not called Noila, that it could be Matan. The answer that the Beforshim gives, it's in Rishon, it's in the Ran, Tezionta brings it, is that Ovi or Ra, people die eventually. So that's not such a Noila when it was spoken out. I'm asking Bahano from that woman, I wouldn't marry her. Why Ovi or Ra? People die. The chances of a woman who's ku'ura becoming normal, if you're born that way or if you turn that way, you stop. But l'maisa, the possibility is there, but that's not called that it's here, b'chtei shi'yasa, that shouldn't be a nerla. This is already called a nerla, and that's why over here it's pashut, that the chochem wouldn't be able to be matter. It's only if it's mamash toys and the ku'ura bleibt a ku'ura, so then the halacha will be that you can't be matter. U'maisa b'echad shenod mi'bas ha'choyse ha'noyo. Somebody asked Basa Choyse, a niece, and there was pressure on the family he should marry her, and he asked her, why? Because she's a Mechueres. And he spoke up, so L'choyre, after that, all of a sudden she was a no. Look what happened. V'chnisu l'beisu b'shmol v'yipua. The beisu b'shmol, they were able to take a doven ku'uro and turn into no. So based on what we said, since the assumption is that a ku'ura won't turn to a no, so that's noilad, and then we wouldn't be matter. Omalei Rabbi Shmuel, b'ni lezunu darto, this is the Bas Yisrael that you were noider, omalei la, v'avada, I wasn't noider, keneged, my niece, that looks kak v'kak. V'itira Rabbi Shmuel argues on what we just said, Rabbi Shmuel says, that's also not noilad. Ba'ois Yisrael bocher Rabbi Shmuel v'amad, the Mishnah finishes off with something very moving. B'nois Yisrael noyes ein. Elishanius minav loson, Benois Yisrael, Minuvolim. We all stood by Hasinai, and the optimal matzav, the way Klal Yisrael is, Klal Yisrael is kulam ahuvim, kulam brurim, and the no shines out even in the parts of Achitzoini. Hanius minav loson. It's only because of tzoros, it's only because of poverty, because of stress. So Memela, Rabbi Shmuel was Kilu championed the Bas Yisrael and said that that's not noilad for a Bas Yisrael that's cooler to be turned yofer. That's not a tzugah gumnezach. That's be'etzem the matzah of every Bas Yisrael. That's not a noilad. Ugshemesi Bishmalay Bnaisi Swan Nisis Kinav Aimrais. They were misabo bimiyuchod va aimrais binoisi swallow bishmal bachina. The Kenuaim Bishol by Shol Amelech Bnaisi Swal al Shol Bachina. The Gemara explains that Shaul HaMelech was Isaac in the same mitzvah, that he was hoitzi hoitzos, he was moitzi momen, to be mekashet or miyapet b'nois Yisrael, that there should be nimtzachen b'enei baleo. Same way Ezra HaSofer was misakin many days later, that there should be roichlim, there should be peddlers going from town to town selling cosmetics, that women should be no lebaleo. It's a Yiddish value. So because of that, Rabbi Shmuel held, since be'etzem b'nois Yisrael yofo yisein, he's like, b'zeh, it's no noilat. And we have a makloikas over here in the Mishnah. Others want a taina that no, Rishmol didn't argue before that something which has to be mesukin al yidei, some type of process or surgery, is not noilad. Rishmol holds, and economy, it's noilad. Rishmol holds like a berlezer and Mishnah base that holds poiskim in noilad. It's not the pashtus, but lemaisa the Ran brings such a tzad, and lefi that, that's certainly not lalocha. If we say that Rishmol also doesn't hold of noilad, but the vort over here is he holds that this is not a noilad, so then we can clear what's lalocha. Do we accept Rabbi Shmuel, the specific Ka'ura B'nai Yisrael, the No B'nai Yisrael, which one the Halacha like? The Pasha of the Mishnah is that we name on Rabbi Shmuel.